Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. I was born one Valentine's Day long ago. As that holiday comes and goes each year, I take note of the various ways people use and misuse the word love, and I am often appalled at how little thought such an important subject usually gets. One of the great weaknesses of the English language is its tendency to use a single word to attempt to capture the range of definition encompassed by other languages. Our twisting of the word love is perhaps the most egregious violation. I certainly love my wife, and I also love pizza, yet the two are hardly equal in spite of the same word describing both emotional states. The ancient Greeks were better equipped in this area. They identified several different categories of feeling and used words with broader meanings to try to capture them. The first is eros, sensual love. It's that warmth which grows in your gut as you contemplate something you have a craving for, be it warm chocolate syrup on cold ice cream or the attractive person who just walked through your line of sight. Our Western tendency to sexualize this love, because it certainly includes that physicality, is a reflection of our difficulty understanding a word or idea which is more fluid in meaning than our own language permits. Filio, or filia if you prefer, is a companion love. It is the affection between two dear friends, the love of those who associate together without reservation, and the basis for the name Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It is loyalty, a sense of community and belonging. You may not know that man in the seat beside you at the sporting event, but you are both wearing the same color jersey because you philia him and he philia you as well, leading to endless opportunities for uncomfortable puns, though I will refrain. Filio is also the abiding connection between lovers even after the initial passion and eros may have passed. Storge is the love of family for one another, particularly that unbreakable bond between a parent and child. It reflects a natural affection, perhaps even an obligation or compulsion to be connected to those you're related to. It is the call of blood to blood or adopted family to one another. It is the natural movement of the soul for husband, wife, child, or dog, according to one commentator, who was apparently not a cat person. Then there is agape, or in the octave use, agapeo. This is not an emotion, but a decision. The Greeks called it the noblest of loves. It connotes an esteem, a caring, a decision to ascribe value to someone regardless of all else. It's not kindled by merit, worth, or identity, but is a choice made to will the good of another. Agape is a decision to place the good of others as your utmost priority. It is this willful decision to love which should direct our actions towards one another. I'm not always great at it myself, for which I apologize. And I'll tell you what, I will try to love, agape, those around me, and you try to agape those around you. And let's see if the world changes, even just a little bit, between now and the end of next month. If we all give this a try, I bet it will. Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt with today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.